This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So welcome, everyone, to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. I want to welcome all the virtual attendees. There are people who are this is being live streamed, so they're attending from all around the world. I cannot see you, but we can see you once a month on Tuesdays. And when we have a check-in for people who are virtual. We're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's this opportunity to be more in the present moment, not lost in the past, not lost in the future, but right here, right now. And we do a meditation practice that trains our mind to come back to the present moment. Now, a question that's often asked is, what if the present moment isn't great? So sometimes coming back into the present moment, especially when we're lost in a lot of ruminations, it can feel like a big relief. But sometimes, what if we have a lot of physical pain in our body or emotional pain, and then we come back to the present moment? That doesn't sound very pleasant. So what instead is, mindfulness offers a whole host of tools for working with difficulties that we encounter in body and mind. So I want to go over just the basics of how we would work with use mindfulness to work with pain, physical pain, and then we'll do a meditation connected to it. And we have an app, UCLA Mindful. I just gave a much longer talk, so this is going to be the Cliff Notes, the 5-minute version. So if you're interested and you're dealing particularly with chronic pain, I talk a lot about chronic pain. That would be a place to look. So what tends to happen with pain is that a couple of things happen. There's pain, and then there's what we often call the suffering connected to pain. So the pain is just the physicality, the actual experience of pain. And that might be a small pain, like you stubbed your toe. It might be you're ill. It might be some severe pain. It might be chronic pain that some of us deal with. And then there is the suffering, and the suffering is the level of resistance, self-blame, judgment, hating it, fear of it, and all the stories we sort of layer on top of the pain. So I've probably in here, can't remember, talked about what's sometimes called the teaching of the two arrows. Let's say you get shot by an arrow. And, you have pain because someone shoots an arrow. I know this is not realistic. How often do we get shot by arrows? But whatever. Then what people do is they shoot a second arrow at themselves. What's wrong with me? Why did this happen? I shouldn't have done X. This is terrible. And we don't have control over the first arrow. It's a metaphor, obviously. We don't have control over the pain that happened. But what we do have control over is what our mind does with it, whether we turn it into this terrible thing that we're really deeply worried about, or whether we can meet it. We don't have to shoot a second arrow, that we can meet the experience with curiosity, with calm, with mindfulness, with kindness, with compassion. And that's a very different approach. So we don't have to shoot a second arrow. And that's what I was saying. The suffering is extra. The second piece of working with pain is, when people are having pain, there's often this sense like there's something, this is like this monolithic experience that's never going to go away. So you're feeling pain, it's just so awful, and you can barely focus on it because it's so painful. But what we can see when we bring mindfulness and curiosity to pain is that it's actually made up of a lot of different sensations. And the sensations are increasing and decreasing. They're moving, they're shifting, they're attenuating. There's a lot happening. And when we can shift from I'm lost in this pain to, oh, this is a set of unpleasant but interesting sensations that I can get curious about. There's a lot of freedom that begins to happen. So it's not like with mindfulness. Mindfulness is not going to get rid of your pain, but mindfulness can change our relationship to pain, so that we have a little bit more space. And all the research that's been done, and there's quite a bit of research on mindfulness for pain. It's probably the area that they've done the most research. And what it shows over and over is pain symptoms get less, or they lessen through these mindfulness practices. But more importantly, people's quality of life improves, and people's ability to tolerate and be with the pain is significantly improved. So that's what we're going to explore today in this short meditation. All right. So let's settle back and get comfortable. And we'll start with some basic mindfulness and just kind of a body awareness to get started. So just settling back and getting comfortable and finding a posture. You can be seated if you're at home on a couch or a chair, cushion on the floor, whatever is comfortable for you. Here in the auditorium, feet on the floor. Your back upright, but not too rigid or tight. Just be comfortable. Your hands resting wherever they're at ease, on your lap, arms of the chair, wherever you wish. And if you want to close your eyes, most people tend to do the meditation with their eyes closed, but if that's not right for you, you can practice with your eyes open, but I recommend a soft gaze, looking downward so you don't get too distracted. And we can begin with a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as we take these breaths, the invitation is to just soften a little bit, come here, let go of past and what's coming up, and just arrive more fully here into the present moment. And you can notice your feet making contact with the floor. And just notice any obvious sensations like hardness, softness, warmth, pressure, vibration. Feel the support of the ground. And as I mentioned, these parts of the body, of your body, if there's an area that feels really pleasant, just take note of it. So maybe when you notice your feet, it feels good to you. Now, some of you might have pain in your feet, but for those of you who it feels good or relaxed or soothing, just notice that, because we'll use it later on in the meditation. And you can notice your legs and the posture that they're in, feeling your thighs against the seat of the chair. There's warmth, heat, pressure, heavy, light. Notice your pelvis, just relax a little bit if you can. Your back against the chair. What sensations are present? Soft, hard, heavy, warm. Whatever is present, letting whatever is here be here. And coming into your stomach areas, your stomach all tense in a knot, you can take a deeper breath to soften that area. And now notice your hands. Often, hands are another area people feel soothing, it feels good, it feels easeful. So notice if that's true for you. You might notice vibration, like a light tingle. Maybe there's warmth, softness. Bring your attention up your arms to your shoulder or chest area, just allowing that to soften. And as you reach the shoulder and neck area, if there's any tension and you just want to gently move your head or shoulders very softly, mindfully, to get out the kinks and to allow yourself to settle, that's a fine thing to do. And breathe. And coming back into some stillness when you're ready. As you notice your face and facial muscles soft, jaw dropped, just letting yourself be. So notice your whole body present here. For the next little bit of time, we're going to do some basic mindfulness to build up our awareness, our practice that I talked about of noticing the present moment, training our mind to come back to the present moment. So you can start by listening to the sounds around you. Sounds may be coming and going. Just listening to sounds like your favorite music. Curious, open. And now dropping your attention back into your body. Can you feel your breath moving through your body, rising, falling of your abdomen, expansion and contraction of your chest? Can you feel your breath in your body? So it's not thinking about your breath or trying to imagine it or picture it. It's just really feeling, rising, falling, expanding, contracting. And let your breath be at its own natural rhythm. You might notice the air moving through your nose, tingling, warmth, coolness. So for the next part of the meditation, we'll focus on one thing. So you can choose your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose, or you can go back to listening to sounds as they come and go. Choose whichever is the clearest or the easiest. If you're not certain and you're new, you might just pick one of those four spots I mentioned, breath in abdomen, chest, nose, or listening to sound. And we'll notice breath after breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next begins. Now, as we do this, what tends to happen for most people is we start thinking about other things, planning, remembering, imagining, so on. If this happens, this is normal. It's what minds do. It's not a problem. Notice that your attention has wandered. You can use a soft word to indicate that, like thinking or wandering, and then come back to the focus, whatever it was you were focusing on. We're going to do this over and over for the rest of this part of the meditation, and then we're going to shift to working with physical pain. But right now, this mindfulness practice that we're doing, the basics of it, will give us more stability of mind, clarity, and ability to see more clearly as we explore pain. So let's start here in silence for the next little bit, about 5-7 minutes. As we continue meditating, we're going to explore using mindfulness to work with pain. So if you have some physical pain in your body right now, you're all set to go. If you don't, you can find where is the strongest sensation in your body. So where do you feel something the clearest? That might be your feet on the ground, or it might be, you know, just find something in your body that feels strong to you. Now let's go back to whatever felt at ease. Remember when we were scanning our body, I suggested it might be that your feet feel warm, soft, easeful, soothing. Could be your hands. So check out your feet or hands, or there might be another part of your body that feels that way. If there's absolutely no part of your body that feels at ease, or even neutral, you can think about a time you felt peaceful or relaxed or a place. So we'll just refer to that as a memory. So let your attention go to where it's easeful, relaxed, soothing, maybe neutral, or the memory. And let's rest here for a moment. Feel the goodness, the soothing of your feet. And take a breath. And notice if there's now some physical pain or the part of your body you're going to work with. So bring your attention to that painful area or unpleasant area. And what happens when you bring your attention there? What do you notice? Can you be really specific in your mind what you're noticing? There's stabbing, burning, pounding. Is it dull? Is it sharp? Does it have a shape? Is it moving? Is it solid? So just bring your attention there and see what's there. Feel it, sense it, and breathe and see if you can soften a little bit, allowing it to be here. And the moment it feels too much, or if everybody wants to just go back to the easy place, go back to your hands or feet or the memory, and take a pause and a rest. Feel the goodness. Feel the support. Breathe. And now once again, bring your attention to that difficult area. And as you bring your attention, so we're moving from this painful back to, for instance, to, these interesting, unpleasant sensations. What's happening? It's tight. It's heavy. It's hard. It's stabbing. Like, just to notice, really notice with your mind and breathe and see if you can soften as you do this. Just a little softness. Letting whatever's here be here. And then coming back again to an easeful place, just resting here for a moment, breathing back in the easy place in your body or the memory. And notice if there's a story you have about this physical pain. And that story might be, and this is the second arrow piece, right? The story might be, what's wrong with me? I wish this never happened. I hate this. Why me? Or something else. So notice if there's a story. And if there is, just acknowledge it. Oh yeah, there's a story here. And see if in your mind you can separate that story from the reality of the physicality we just experienced, which was, you know, pounding, stabbing, burning, twisting, whatever it was. And breathe. And sense your body, sense your feet, sense your hands, that feeling of goodness. And now let's bring some kindness to yourself for all of the challenges you may be dealing with, your physical body, it may be, or emotional pain, anything where it's challenging for you. Maybe you've been dealing with chronic pain. And so in your mind, what would be a kind approach to yourself? So that might mean you might put your hand on the area that's in pain and touch it with kindness. It might be imagining kindness coming from your heart to that part of the body. It might mean giving yourself a hug in your mind. Or there might be some language you want to use, like, I'll get through this. Or, yeah, this is hard. I am struggling here, but I can handle it. Or, may I be at ease. May I be at ease. Whatever words of kindness or touch of kindness or image of kindness you want to bring it to yourself. And if there was a story that you associate with this area of pain, maybe you can change that story or just say something to counteract. So if this story is, there's something wrong with me, you might say, there's nothing wrong with me, there's just pain here. What do you want to say? You can do it now. Okay, so let's go back to the place of ease, bringing your attention there, your hands, your feet, maybe someplace else, maybe a memory. And really stay with that feeling of soothing, rest, softness. And let it spread through your body if you can. Just let yourself fully feel it. Softening, breathing. And notice your feet as they touch the ground. When you're ready, we're going to open our eyes or end the meditation. Okay, so this are some tools for working with physical pain. As I said, there's a lot more, and you're welcome to explore the UCLA Mindful app, which has a deeper dive into working with physical pain. As you do this, as you notice the pain, it's for some of us, I'm curious, how many people noticed the pain and it got better, like the pain improved? Did anyone have that experience? A few of you, did anybody find it stayed the same? How about got worse? That sometimes happens. So we're not trying to make it go away, although that's nice when it happens, but we're really trying to just bring this awareness and kindness so that we can relate to it differently. And that's really, the way this working with pain and mindfulness works. Last thing to say is, this is not a substitute for whatever you're using, you're doing medically or therapeutically for any pain you're dealing with. This is adjunct, complementary. So our center, UCLA Mindful, has all sorts of programs and classes, and you can, when you exit on the right, there's a flyer, there's also a mailing list you can sign up for. And coming up, I think we have a writing class coming up. We have free drop-ins online, a lot of free. This is our main in-person one, but it is coming up in October, our 20th anniversary. We're going to have an in-person event, and you can we'll be putting a lot of information out about that coming up soon. Also, if you're interested in a virtual retreat, a couple of days, I have like a 3-day retreat coming up this weekend. So again, you can look at that on our website. I will be in the hallway if you have any questions and or just want to say hello. And great to see you. See you all next week. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.